Hey everyone, welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. I'm your girl Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this beautiful mess called life with a little grace and a whole lot of self-love. Today, we're diving into something super close to my heart. Books that have totally changed the game for me when it comes to mindfulness and self-improvement. You know, those reads that feel like warm hugs for your soul and kickstart your inner badass? Let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Between juggling deadlines, relationships, and trying to figure out what you want for dinner, seriously, is it even 5 o'clock yet? It's easy to feel like we're running on empty. That's where mindfulness and self-improvement come in. They're not just trendy buzzwords, folks, they're tools that can help us tap into our inner strength, find peace amidst the chaos, and become the best versions of ourselves. But finding the right books to guide you on this journey? Well, that can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. Don't worry, I got your back. These 5 gems have been absolute lifesavers for me, and trust me, they'll leave you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to conquer the world, or at least your to-do list. First up, we have Mindfulness for Beginners by Jon Kabat-Zinn. This book is like a gentle introduction to meditation and mindfulness practices, no chanting or incense required. Kabat-Zinn breaks down complex concepts in a way that's easy to understand, even if you're a total newbie. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? This book teaches you how to bring awareness to your thoughts and feelings without judgment, helping you find that inner calm amidst the storm. Next up, The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. Have you ever wondered if happiness is a destination or a journey? Well, Rubin takes us on her year-long experiment to increase happiness in her life, and let me tell you, it's hilarious, insightful, and totally relatable. She tries everything from gratitude exercises to random acts of kindness, sharing both the successes and failures along the way. It's a reminder that happiness is not about achieving perfection, but about embracing the messy, beautiful journey of life. Speaking of journeys, Daring Greatly by Brené Brown will blow your mind. She talks about the power of vulnerability, something we're often taught to shy away from. But Brown argues that true courage lies in showing up authentically, even when it feels scary. Ever feel like you're putting on a mask to impress others? This book encourages you to let go of perfectionism and embrace your imperfections, leading to deeper connections and a more fulfilling life. Now for something a little different, Atomic Habits by James Clear. This book is all about building good habits and breaking bad ones, the kind of stuff that can truly transform your life. Clear breaks down habit formation into simple steps, making it easy to understand and implement. Want to finally start that workout routine or write that novel you've always dreamed of? This book gives you the practical tools to make those dreams a reality. And last but not least, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. This book is pure fire, sassy, funny, and packed with inspiring affirmations that will leave you feeling empowered and ready to take on the world. It's a reminder that you are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and that it's time to ditch self-doubt and embrace your awesomeness. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and feeling totally overwhelmed. Suddenly, you remember the powerful affirmations from You Are a Badass. You take a deep breath, repeat those mantras in your head, and suddenly, you feel a shift. That panic starts to melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and determination. Now, this isn't magic. It's about using these books as tools to rewire your thinking, build resilience, and cultivate a more positive mindset. Remember, self-improvement is a marathon, not a sprint. So, take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and keep reading those amazing books. You got this, beautiful people. Now, before you go, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite books on mindfulness and self-improvement? Share them in the comments below. Let's build an awesome library of wisdom together. And don't forget to subscribe to Soft Girl Morning for daily doses of inspiration and encouragement. See ya tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.